It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, April 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. Two schools in Mesa County went under a lockdown last Friday. This is Heather Benjamin with the Mesa County Sheriff's Office.
Deputies got a call through dispatch that there was a possible weapons violation that occurred at Long's Park, which is next to two school District 51 schools. So out of precaution, those schools were placed in shelter-in-place, which means they operate normally inside the building. While deputies searched the park, they made contact with a number of people, including the people who had called dispatch to report it and other witnesses in the area. They were not able to confirm that there was even a weapons violation. There were no weapons found. There were no arrests made, and it was a cleared call with no results.
Spring is in full effect, and it seems to have a head start. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
A lot of people at icchange.org have been noticing crocuses for a while, but now there's even more flowers joining in. Marilyn Stone noticed mountain bluebell flowers in full bloom this week, and Steve Ela found his peach trees blooming already, 6 days earlier than he's ever recorded, and 21 days before the average. With all the plants waking up early, he's wondering when to start irrigation, especially in light of the dry winter. Coincidentally, a new report from the Natural Resources Conservation Service details Colorado's snowpack and expected stream flow. It doesn't look too good.
The west side of the Continental Divide in Colorado, snowpack is currently at 56% of normal.
That's Brian DeMancos. He's the Colorado Snow Supervisor for the NRCS. To make matters worse, the snow is melting ahead of schedule.
Colorado's snowpack is declining a little bit earlier than it usually does at this point in time. On the trend that we're on right now, to be melting snow this early, to have had such a low peak snowpack, if in fact we have already peaked for snowpack, and if we continue on this current dry trend, yeah, I think it's going to be the beginnings of concerning for certain parts of Colorado, especially those that were kind of reeling from dry conditions last year.
They're able to look at the current snowpack and forecast what the stream flow will be like this spring and summer.
Basically, as the stream flows from snowmelt recede through the spring and summer, they're going to be a lot lower than what we typically see, provided we don't get normal or above, way above normal precip.
The current statewide projections put the stream flow at 60 to 75% of normal. In some parts, it's even lower. The projected inflow to the Paonia Reservoir, for example, is estimated at 31% of normal. The San Miguel River out by Placerville is estimated at 63% of normal. Both of those numbers could go even lower if it's a dry spring and summer. DeMancos does say, though, that the number one month for snowfall on Colorado mountains is April, that things could still change if the weather gets wetter. If you notice change around you, let us know at icchange.org. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The issues around funding the Montrose Regional Dispatch Center continue to develop. The 911 call center is set up so that the towns and agencies that use it pay a proportional fee, but those fees weren't covering all the cost. The county paid over $4 million over the past 8 years to cover the gap. Now they've decided they won't do that anymore and are renegotiating the fees that agencies pay. This all happens after years of rapidly increasing fees. A work group was set up between the county and other agencies, and the fees were lowered, but this move will almost undoubtedly bring them back up. A measure to redirect $20 million in severance taxes from local communities to help balance the state budget cleared the House last Thursday. It already passed the Senate and has drawn strong opposition from rural lawmakers and cities and counties across Colorado. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Supporters of Senate Bill 255 say higher tax revenues from oil and gas drilling have helped push the state over the taxpayers' Bill of Rights limit. That means the state must refund some money to taxpayers. Democratic Budget Committee member Millie Hamner of Dillon says Colorado needs to redirect some of those funds to shore up the budget.
If we do not use these monies, we will have to cut other areas in which we have invested.
This is the most fiscally irresponsible bill we have seen of the session.
That's House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso of Loveland. He notes that the state raided the fund during the recession to the tune of nearly $300 million. That money helps pay for energy impacts in local communities. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The San Juan Independent Film Festival happened over the weekend. The three-day event in Montrose was a benefit for Habitat for Humanity of the San Juans. Before the festival kicked off, KVNF's Laura Palmisano caught up with photographer and filmmaker Peter McBride. His featured film is about the Colorado River reaching the sea for the first time in decades.
Peter, tell me about your movie.
Well, my film is an unusual journey down the end of the Colorado River. I've been following the Colorado River for 5-6 years now, trying to tell the story of its challenges and shortages. And last spring, they had an experimental pulse flow where they released water into the delta for 8 weeks, and we took paddleboards down that pulse flow and had a pretty unusual, remarkable adventure. I was hoping to paddle to the sea, and you got to go see the film to see what happens.
So what inspired you to make this movie?
Like I said, I've been working on the Colorado River for a long time. I did a book on the river. I did a short film about the state of the Colorado River. Not a single drop of the Colorado River has touched the sea since 1998. I believe that it's a pretty unreported story. And, of course, in light of where we are with fresh water today and shortages and drought, and mega drought, California doing statewide water restrictions, I think it's a story we should all be paying closer attention to.
So where is this delta you're talking about?
The delta is basically where the Colorado River goes to die. And most people don't know that because it's in a place that most people don't visit. I often say that if the Colorado River ended in San Diego, it would probably keep flowing to the sea because people would be somewhat outraged to see the river dry up. But it's in a part of the world that has a small population, even smaller now, indigenous population that were fishermen. And it's pretty much barren wasteland. But it used to be the largest desert estuary in North America with jaguars and cottonwood forests. So if you look at that little bit of water that comes up between the Gulf of California, Baja, Mexico, and mainland Mexico, that's where the Colorado River used to kiss the sea. And there are 260 rivers that cross international boundaries, and this is the first time ever that a treaty was signed between two countries, Mexico and the U.S., to bring water back into a delta or into a river for the sake of the environment.
That was KVNF's Laura Palmisano speaking to filmmaker and Colorado native Peter McBride. His short film, Delta Dawn, was shown at the San Juan Film Festival in Montrose this past weekend. Stay tuned for the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.